Unlike Patrick Mahomes, I had a pretty good day yesterday. Man, my heart was racing during the day as the game got closer. And yeah, we were hosting, but the hosting wasn't what was giving me stress. But as the game got closer and I was thinking about, boy, that game is going to happen soon. And, you know, the Eagles are going to be playing and blah, blah, my heart rate would just start racing. It's like my resting heart rate these days is around 55 to 58. And it was around 120, 125 before the game. And then during the game, it was spiking 130, 135. But boy, I really enjoyed that game. As I was seeing how angsty I was before the game started, I was looking up like, how do you chill before a game? Like, how do you do these things? And how do you relax and enjoy the game? Because I wanted to enjoy the game. And one of the things that I read was surround yourself with supportive friends. And I was like, boy, I've screwed that up right away because I love my friends. But many of them are Giants fans and thus were actively rooting against the Eagles, which of course didn't help. And then it's the funny thing about being an Eagles fan is even when you're up 24-0 going to the half, you're still like, well, I'm not sure. It's still anybody's game and we got to keep fighting. Like, I'm not ready to celebrate yet. Turns out we could have celebrated from very early on. What a fun game. Unless you cared about seeing a competitive football game, which it was not, because the world champion Eagles were so good and so dominant that the Chiefs were just not interesting to watch. But if you enjoy watching the Chiefs fail and flail, boy, that was a lot of fun. And I seriously enjoyed it. I did get a little horse, which you may be able to hear. His name is Tony the Pony. Just kidding. That was a great joke. But yeah, exciting times. Well, by the fourth quarter, I was pretty content. The fact that they could put in their backups, amazing. I had predicted the score yesterday and it was only off by a total of 4 points. So I was proud of that as well. And, Super Bowl champions. And of course, instantly I ordered more Eagles gear because when there's Super Bowl bedecked gear, Super Bowl championship bedecked gear, you got to get it. Jason Snell taught me that, the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl 7 years ago. And I think this is going to be the start of a three-peat, just so you know. It's my prediction. Anyway, that's all I got for you today. Happy Monday. And go Birds. Go Birds.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Lex